From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld says U.S. forces have pulled Hamid Karzai and his top aides out of Afghanistan for consultations in Pakistan. Karzai is a well-known Pashtun opposition leader. He's been trying to foment an uprising against the ruling Taliban in southeastern Afghanistan. Rumsfeld said today that Karzai does plan to return to Afghanistan. Karzai's family in Pakistan insists that he has remained in Afghanistan all along. From Quetta, Pakistan, NPR's Sarah Chase reports.
Karzai is seen as key to any democratic future in Afghanistan because he's from the majority Pashtun tribe, as are the Taliban, and he does not have the reputation for lawlessness that members of the Northern Alliance gained after the Soviet withdrawal from Afghanistan. Karzai clashed in a fierce battle late last week with what loyalists described as a larger force of Taliban and Al-Qaeda attackers. U.S. aircraft reportedly had to assist Karzai. Karzai's brother Ahmed says he spoke with Hamid by satellite phone twice this afternoon and that he's still in Afghanistan.
He was there for sure, I'm sure.
But Secretary Rumsfeld said that at his own request, Karzai was extracted from Afghanistan with some senior fighters. Rumsfeld said he believed it was for consultations in Pakistan. There were signs today that something was afoot among opposition figures in this sprawling frontier town, which is home to many exiled Pashtun leaders. This evening, the envoy of one anti-Taliban leader held an unusual meeting with another, who has for several years distanced himself from politics. There was also word that some field commanders had been told to take up positions in the hills north of Kandahar. Rumsfeld talked about Hamid Karzai only when asked by a reporter. But Karzai's family was visibly distraught that the Secretary of Defense had even mentioned an operation to fly him out of Afghanistan. Does Rumsfeld want people to think he's an American agent? Ahmed Karzai wondered. Standing outside the family compound later in the evening, another brother, Shah Wali, said, "I don't know why Rumsfeld is doing this. He's saying the same thing the Taliban ambassador is saying." Karzai has been known as an opponent of the Taliban, who for some time has called for a traditional consultation among representatives of each Afghan tribe, known as a Loya Jirga, to form a new government. Again, his brother Ahmed Karzai.
What he's doing, it's not just in a month he decided. It's been for last 20 years, 15 years he's doing this. Loya Jirga, broad-based government, that's what we've been trying for the last 15 years or more.
But Ahmed and others close to Hamid Karzai say that work is now being undermined because it's becoming associated with the United States and the bombing campaign that's unpopular among Afghans here. Shah Wali Karzai said, "People are going to run away from America if they continue declarations like this." Sarah Chase, NPR News, Quetta, Pakistan.